Hi.
Hi.
We're waiting for the prize giving to begin.
Yes, prize giving for Demo Splash 2014.
That will be the end of Demo Splash. There may be some demos after that. There may be not.
We just don't know.
Oh, well, it depends on what we decide
what
to do.
What we feel like
they
doing.
They will definitely be playing them. I don't know what we're going to do. But anyway.
So.
Pretty wild.
Yeah, that is. Can you do anything about that?
I changed the angle on my microphone. That's all I can do. Didn't really help, though.
Oh, I thought you meant that the background was pretty loud.
Well, yeah, I did, but there's nothing I can do.
Oh, I thought, okay.
I can't make the background quieter.
No, I didn't know if maybe he had one of his mics on up front that would be picking up some of that you could turn down.
No, I have the main mix completely off.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
So anyway, it's another nice, neat competition.
Yeah.
I like the ASCII.
Good thing for the Blocktronics guys.
Yeah.
Sent a lot of cool stuff.
Yep. Demo Splash is starting to develop an identity as an ASCII art, you know, heavy demo scene. Demo party. Which is, you know, if it helps it develop an identity, it's certainly a good thing.
Yeah, that's cool.
You can see the main projector behind us.
Yes. They have two. What's the other one for? They didn't use that one, did they?
No, they didn't use it today. Also, this box right here is the compo machine, or the demo machine, behind us. Oh, that's actually a Mac monitor.
I was going to say, they can't see that.
Yeah, the compo machine's demo machine's behind it. We're on a raised platform about 8 feet up this room. That's why you can see the ceiling so close.
Yeah, because it really is. Well, it's actually not. It's a really big tall room. In a very old building.
On the plus side, you don't have to worry about anybody stepping in front of the cameras.
This is true. We have a good seat. Because we'll have... Let's see, we got it all front row for you guys to watch people come up and collect their cool trophies.
Mm-hmm.
So that's neat. What's this one doing? Just blue. We should have done some beam slides.
Yeah, well... They're having enough problems as it is. I'm beginning to wonder if I have this microphone facing the wrong way.
Maybe I had it facing the wrong way. Yeah.
Nope, it's facing the right way.
Hey, Mixam is here.
Hi, Mixam.
Did you finish up the talk stream?
I have a talk, so I'm going to give you guys the recording of it.
Okay. So we'll...
Here we go.
We are going to the award ceremony. Because we did not have any rendered video entries, we are going to remove that category and to add in another ASCII AMSI second place award. We also are increasing the first place prize by $25 and adding cash prize for the second place award. And with that, here is Michael with the actual...
So, can you explain these trophy situations in a moment? But we're going to do the speed proper first, quick. We need to switch back to VGA on the front here. Sorry. Forgot we were playing Windows demos. So, anyways, I will introduce this. So, we are going to do this the dorky, geeky way because web interfaces are for losers. Raw SQL queries are where it's at. It's all good, don't worry. Here we are. So for those wondering, that is the fine SQL query we are executing. And I will execute it again to make sure we have the latest numbers. And this is our snapshot. All right, so towards that end, we are going to go to the... All right, let's just do it. So in the modern category, our first place winner is Clouds with 65 points. And a really, really close second is Trippy with 64 points. This is crazy. This is a flip from the last one, as in from moments ago. So, all right, congratulations to those fellows. So I believe is the submitter of Clouds here. If not, we will chase you down and send you your prize. All right, then. Okay. You want to point out the trophy and whatnot?
This is the first prize trophy. It's smaller than the second prize trophy because they made it in the wrong size.
We'll fix this before we send it to you.
I told them to get this fixed, and they sent me a fixed one for the retro combo, but not the modern combo. I don't know what's wrong with them. But clearly retro is better, so I guess it sort of makes sense.
They're rude. All right. In the retro demo category, our first place is Zombie TV with 100 points. And we don't have a second place this year, but I just want to point out the substantial difference between the first and second place number of points there. So congratulations to Goblinish on Zombie TV. I believe you are in Russia, so we will not try to find you here, and we will send you your prize. All right. So in the freestyle graphics category, the first place is Fairy Tale with 84 points, and I believe that was by Prince of the Obsessed Maniacs. So congratulations to you. I think you are in Germany, so I'm not going to try to find you here either. I'm going to do a lot of mailing this year, I can see. That's all right. Since may as well just go up the list. In the freestyle audio category, Vanilla Coast with 87 points. That appears to be the winner, so congratulations. All right. And the thing everyone has been waiting for. Here we have it. Bellum Part 1 is our winner of the ASCII ANSI category with 87 points. Do we have a representative? All right.
I'm a representative. I have a little speech written on the back of this napkin.
Please do. Literally napkin. My God. All right.
I'm accepting this award for Chris Lewis on Unit from Blacktronics. He wasn't able to make it today. First of all, I'd like to thank Demo Splash for this, hosting this amazing demo party. This is great, and you did an outstanding job showing all the ANSIs for us. And, I'd like to thank my mother, and I'd like to thank TCF for the inspiration for this. Artwork without TCF, it wouldn't have been possible. If you ever get a chance to check out a 765 pack, it was the highlight of my career as an ANSI artist. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. In second place, and congratulations, in second place, it is ANSI Legends Never Die with 79 points. Do we have a representative? All right. Here's yours, and your trophy is coming because it was just added. Okay. We have to fix them anyway, so we'll be in touch.
TCF rules.
Congrats. All right. So, good point. All right. So apparently, I apologize. So due to the trophy insanity, there is not a monetary prize, but we have a physical trophy for the second place retro demo.
Just because we love retro, if you couldn't tell.
We're weirdos. Sorry. So is there a representative of Autumn 64 Bytes here? I don't think so. I believe that was a remote entry. All right. I'm going to be mailing that one. No problem. All right. Well, that is it for the compos. Congratulations to all our winners. Thank you for your submissions. And I just want to point out for those that actually most of you probably aren't aware because you're not in Europe, as in people physically here, we're actually in relative competition with two other fairly major parties this weekend, happening like right now, in Europe. And so it is actually pretty ridiculous that we got a bunch of entries at all from those fellows. So thank you to you. And you folks, you should write demos. All right. Thank you. All right, that's it for the award ceremony, and we are going to go back to watching demos.
For anyone interested, as I mentioned earlier, there will be free admittance to a concert by Diode Milliampere, our keynote speaker from yesterday. It's taking place in downtown Pittsburgh. If you're interested, ask at the front desk. We can get you a free ticket, and we can get you travel instructions. Thanks.
Sounds good. Let's play music for just a minute while we switch back to the other machine.
All right.
So that was that.
Yep. That was the end of another great Demo Splash.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Thanks to the CMU Computer Club for putting this on.
And yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. We're glad to be able to broadcast for
yes.
them.
Yes. We'll thank them for accommodating us with pretty much everything we needed. We had everything set up and in good time for the most part, so.
Yep. We even got hooked up some stuff that we didn't know we needed, but we needed.
Yes, so we do appreciate the help and the hospitality, as always. We look forward to next year.
Right. If there's a Nova Splash next year, we will make every effort to broadcast it.
Yes.
And there's no reason to believe that they won't have one.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good turnout.
Yeah. Next year, if they could make it not happen at the same time as other things, it might help.
Yeah, it was bad.
Especially with
bad
the
timing.
Sofa Seaters.
But we
thanks
do,
for tuning in.
Yeah, we do appreciate you guys tuning in as well. And, I don't know. We'll leave the video stream on for a little while, maybe?
For a little while, yeah.
But, nope. What's going on?
Most of our submissions were we are going to show microscopic
laptop here that runs DOS. And this is particularly tricky nowadays. So this is kind of a continuation of the tiny. And we're going to get into really, really small demos. We're talking sub-kilobyte here. I believe the first one is even a 256, and we're going to go down. Is that right? Yes, okay. We're going to do 256 and 128-byte demos. And then a 64-byte demo. Oh, my God. So we're getting into tiny things that you can pretty much fit on one line of text. These generally do not have sound, and they tend to loop because there's not much they can do. So we're going to play each one just for a little bit, and occasionally we'll have to reboot. I think most of them aren't a problem, though. Go ahead. Shaded 3D cube fly-through in 256 bytes. This one is called Lattice, also 256 bytes. Pseudo soft texture mapping in 256 bytes. And that one we have to reboot. But DOS boots very quickly. Done. Ha, screw you, Windows. This one is Pixel Town, also 256. Ah, they only use 250. Could have done better. Could have tried harder. No, none of these demos have sound, so we're just playing soundtrack in the background. They're too small. Jeez, man. Pseudo 3D Cityscape in 256 bytes. Symmetry is 256 bytes.
Sure. Hey.
Right. While they're just playing that, we thought we'd give a better goodbye.
Sure.
Right. So what's coming up?
Coming up on CineSat, there is going to be a Cozy Corner tomorrow.
Wow. Cool.
Yes, that's exciting. And also, the Arrogant Bastards will be back. Let me see. I can't remember. October 15th? Hang on. Let me double check that. Yes, October 15th. will be the next Arrogant Bastard show, but tomorrow is Cozy Corner.
Ooh. Be sure to tune in.
Yes. And Ziploid's going to have a public service announcement regarding X Party. He would like some help to get there. And some monetary help. If you want a stream or any sort of broadcast from X, we got to get Ziploid there somehow.
Okay.
So, there you go. But there'll be more information about that tomorrow, so tune into Cozy Corner. If that's not incentive enough, it'll be great music. So, anything else that we need to do?
Nope.
I don't know when we'll be back with the show, but probably sometime this month, hopefully.
This fits in a tweet, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God, if you could tweet this down.
All right, so do tune in to Cozy Corner tomorrow. Again, we thank you all for joining us for Demo Splash 2014. We always appreciate the listeners.
Demo Splash, I can tell you for sure, appreciates the listeners as well.
Yes, they do. So, until next time. Thanks again, and have a good night, everybody.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.